afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. My name is Nate Redmond, and I'm in the ever so comfortable air chair one behind the yellow microphone in the beautiful city of Marion. We are live on a Wednesday afternoon. 4:16 is the time. Delighted to have you on board. Want to start off by thanking our supporters. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. Also, our thanks goes out to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Two great supporters, we thank them for underwriting the broadcast today. Well, it's a big day today around here at Offbeat News and Trivia because it's the big prize day, the big sizzling summer giveaway. We're going to be giving away the grand prize at 4:55, and then we have a second and third place. Second place, a Speedway $10 gift card, and the third place, a $5 Speedway gift card. And we're going to be taking calls up until 4:45, and then at 4:45, I'll be joined by Terry Tackett, and we'll be giving these away. So what we're giving away for the sizzling summer giveaway, you can still sign up for that if you call and answer a trivia question today. We're giving away two tickets to Kings Island, courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH, a $10 gift card to Applebee's, a $10 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings, and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. That's what you get for the grand prize. Again, we're giving away the grand prize at 4:55 this afternoon, and we're taking calls up until 4:45, and again, I'll be joined by Terry Tackett. Couple of announcements I want to pass along to you. Gospel groups The Raineys and the Gary Lyons family from right here in Marion will be in concert Friday night, July the 5th at 7 p.m. at Dayspring Wesleyan Church, 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road in Marion. For more information, call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. That's 740-692-1141. And then come and see Lulu Roman live at Perkins, Friday, June 28th from 5 to 9 p.m. Legendary star of the hit TV series Hee Haw, Lulu Roman is coming to WWGH on Friday, June 28th. She'll be on the air here from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then she'll be out at Perkins from 5 to 9 signing her new book, This Is My Story, This Is My Song, Lulu Roman, the autobiography. And, of course, Perkins is located at 1197 Mount Vernon Avenue here in Marion. If you come in and buy a book, you get 10% off your meal. So that'll be something fun coming up this Friday, June 28th, from 5 to 9 p.m. at Perkins, and then she'll be on the air 10 to 4 right here on WWGH Radio. All right, it's time for some trivia. Let's have some fun. 740-383-9944 is the number that you need to call, and you can sign up for the drawing even today. So just keep that in mind. All right, here's the first trivia question. Jack Black was the voice of which character in the Kung Fu Panda movies? Jack Black was the voice of which character in the Kung Fu Panda movies? You can survive without water for how long? You can survive without water for how long? There might be several different answers to this, so, you know, you to several different guesses, you might be right. So, my answer is not in set in stone on that one. If you have water but no food, you can survive up to how long? And again, there's a couple answers to that one, too. What should you do if you get separated from your hiking buddies? What should you do if you get separated from your hiking buddies? Here's a phone call coming in. WWGH Radio. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, he played Poe.
Yes, he played Poe. How are you doing today?
Well, today I'm doing good. Last week I was sick and I couldn't call in.
Oh, dear. Is this Judy by chance?
It certainly is.
Judy Summers.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll get you signed up for that big drawing coming up later, okay?
Okay, then. Thanks.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye. All right. First answer. And then I have a couple of questions for any kids that are listening. I've had a couple kids that have called me here on the station before. What is the name of SpongeBob's underwater town? What is the name of SpongeBob's underwater town? Again, this is a question for any kids that might be listening. Also, another kid question. What is the name of the cricket off Pinocchio? What is the name of the cricket off Pinocchio? And then also another kid question, what is the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story? Can you tell me that? Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Hey, I'm doing good.
On the water question, how long can you survive?
Yeah.
Well, it will depend on the weather and you can go 3 to 5 days.
3 to 5 days. That's exactly what I've got wrote down. And this is my buddy Bob Austin, right?
Right.
All right, Bob. We got you signed up, buddy.
All righty.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. So there's some questions on the table for you and some kids' questions, too. Here's another one. Pointy formations grow up from the floor where water drops fall. This is in caves. What are they called? The pointy formations that grow up from the floor and where water drops fall. What are they called? This is in caves. 740-383-9944. And then until 1986, miners took what animal with them into caves to test if the air was breathable? Until 1986, miners took what animal with them into caves to test if the air was breathable? And then if it died, they'd scoot on out of there. Can you tell me that one? All right. Let's have some offbeat news and trivia here in just a moment after we grab another phone call. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Was SpongeBob's town on Bikini Bottom?
Yes, SpongeBob's town is Bikini Bottom. How are you today?
Good.
Good, and what's your name and we'll get you signed up for the drawing?
Allison Braden.
Allison Braden, all right. Well, we got you signed up, and you have a good evening now, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We did get a kid to call in with a question there on that one. A couple other kid questions here if they want to call in. What is the name of the cricket off Pinocchio, and what is the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story? So a couple of kid questions there for you. Another phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, we're on the air. Hi, this is WWGH Radio. Can you hear me? Did you say Woody?
Yeah.
Yes? Well, yes, that is the name of the toy, the name of the cowboy in Toy Story. Can you tell me your name?
Lucas.
Lucas? All right, Lucas. We'll get you put in the drawing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. All right. All right, another kid calling in with an answer to the question there. All righty, cool. Okay, some offbeat news for you. It's 4:26 here at WWGH Radio and anywhere on the Eastern Seaboard. Furniture chain IKEA posted an unusual job for a happiness hunter willing to temporarily live in Denmark and get paid money in meatballs to make a study what makes a home happy. More on that in a minute. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air. No, we're not. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, did you say, yes, Jiminy Cricket. That's the name of Pinocchio. What's your name? And we'll put you in the drawing.
Noah Allen James.
And I caught Noah Allen. Well, we'll put you in. Is that okay? Thanks for calling. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, that takes care of all of our kids' questions. Very good. Pretty cool. Okay. Furniture chain IKEA posted an unusual job for a happiness hunter willing to temporarily live in Denmark and get paid in money and meatballs to study what makes a home happy. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Okay, is stalagmite the one in a cavern?
Yes, stalagmites, that's right.
Yeah.
Very good. Is this Judy?
Yes, this is Judy.
Okay, Judy, we got you put in, okay?
Okay, then. Now, do you do two different drawings for today or just the one?
We're doing three drawings for today. So we'll put you in the hopper one time, but we're going to be doing three different drawings.
Oh, okay. So you can call in twice, right?
Yeah, you can call in twice. So you're good.
Okay.
You're good.
I wanted to make sure. Okay.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. All right, this company said the winning candidate will live for 2 weeks at a temporary home in Copenhagen and will experience home visits, guided tours, talks, and dinners in a bid to determine the ingredients for a happy home. The person will document the experience on social media. The winning candidate will be paid a salary that corresponds to average Danish living. So they'll be paid a salary and they'll be paid in meatballs to discover what makes a happy home. There you go. Coming up on a break here, thanks for listening to WWGH Radio. Hey, feel free to send me an email. We'd love to hear from you. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That is my email address if you'd like to send me something that you think might be interesting to pass along to the folks here on the program. That would be cool. If you'd like to compliment us, that would be great. Or if you would like to say, hey, I hate the program, I suppose that'd be fine too. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Back in a flash here on Offbeat News and Trivia. My name is Nate Redmond. Thanks for listening.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Charlie. Did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
We are back, and let's add some more trivia questions to the mix here and see if we can get some more answers. Here's one left over from before. What should you do if you get separated from your hiking buddies? If you get lost in the woods, what should you do? The answer is not freak out. But what should you do if you get separated? Until 1986, miners took what animal with them into caves to test to see if the air was breathable? Until 1986, miners took what animal with them into caves to test to see if the air was breathable? The world's largest cave is located where? The world's largest cave is located where? The act of exploring caves is called what? The act of exploring caves is called what? 740-383-9944 if you know. Girl Scouts have been selling cookies since 1917. What flavor was the first Girl Scout cookies? Now, there's a particular flavor that I have written down, but I think that there might be another one floating around out there, so we'll take a couple answers on that one. But Girl Scouts have been selling cookies since 1917. What flavor were the first Girl Scout cookies? Give me a ring if you know the answer to any of these trivia questions. We're taking answers up until 4:45, and then we're giving away the big sizzling summer giveaway here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yeah, my second call.
Hi, Bob.
Speed Dunkers are exploring caves.
Yes, Speed Dunkers exploring caves, that's right. All right, Bob, I appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you, sir, you have a great day.
You too.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. All righty. A man set another Guinness record. I like these Guinness records, if you can't tell. But a Guinness World Records enthusiast said he achieved his latest title by stuffing 146 blueberries into his mouth at the same time. David Rush, who has broken more than 100 Guinness records, including one for holding 100 lit candles in his mouth at once, like to see that one. He posted a video showing how he fit 146 blueberries in his mouth and held them for 5 seconds. David Rush, whose record-breaking activities are aimed at promoting STEM education, spit the blueberries back out so they could be examined. Two of his original total were disqualified for breaking, leaving him with 146 for the record. The record must now be verified with Guinness. So the guy had to keep them all intact in his mouth all at once. That's quite the feat. Another Guinness story, a long-horned steer in Alabama with a horn span wider than the Statue of Liberty's face now has a Guinness World Record for the longest horns. Nope, thought somebody was there. Don't have anybody there. The Texas Longhorn steer named Pancho Villa. Here we go. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Is Sugar Cookies the first Girl Scout cookie?
Yes, Sugar Cookies is the first Girl Scout cookies. Very good. Who's this and we'll get you put in the drawing?
Ashley Braden.
Ashley Braden. All right. Well, I know you, and I hope you're having a good day.
Yep, so far.
Okay, that's great. You enjoying the hotter weather?
Not really.
Not really. Staying in the air condition?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a great rest of the day, okay? Okay. Bye. All righty. How far did I get on the Longhorn Steer story? Did I finish that one? I don't think I did. The Texas Longhorn Steer named Pancho Villa had its horn spread measured by Guinness at a total of 10 feet, 7.4 inches, wider than the Statue of Liberty's face or two grand pianos pushed together. Guinness said Pancho's captured the record for the largest horn spread on a living steer and largest horn spread on a steer ever. His spread beat the previous record by just over an inch, Guinness said. The Pope family, who have raised Pancho on their property in Goodwater since he was 6 months old, said they first started to suspect his horns could end up as world records when he was 4 years old, and they noticed the horns were growing straight out with very little curve. The family said Pancho's horns might look dangerous, but he's a big pet who enjoys getting treats from the public. So he's got some big horns and set a world record for that. June 26, on this day in history, in the year 1804, the Lewis and Clark expedition reached the mouth of the Kansas River after completing a westward trek of nearly 400 river miles. 1819, the bicycle was patented by W.K. Clarkson, Jr., 1844, John Tyler took Julia Gardner as his bride, thus becoming the first U.S. president to marry while in office. 1870, the first section of the boardwalk in Atlantic City, New Jersey was opened to the public. 1894, the American Railway Union called a general strike in sympathy with Pullman workers. 1900, the United States announced that it would send troops to fight against the Boxer Rebellion in China. 1900, a commission that included Dr. Walter Reed began the fight against the deadly disease yellow fever. 1907, Russia's nobility demanded drastic measures to be taken against revolutionaries. 1908, Shah Muhammad Ali's forces squelched the reform elements of parliament in China. 1917, on this date, General John Blackjack Pershing arrived in France with the American Expeditionary Force. 1925, Charlie Chaplin's comedy The Gold Rush premiered in Hollywood. In 1926, a memorial to the first U.S. troops in France was unveiled at Saint-Nazaire. 1924, after 8 years of occupation, American troops left the Dominican Republic. And on this date, in 1927, the Coney Island Cyclone roller coaster opened in New York. June 26, that's what happened on this day in history. All right, we have until 4:45 to get some trivia questions answered. That's what we're taking calls until today. And then we're going to be giving away the big sizzling summer giveaway. Two tickets to Kings Island, a $10 gift card to Applebee's, a $10 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings, and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. That's the grand prize. The second place winner will be a Speedway $10 gift card, and the third place will be a $5 Speedway gift card. So we'll be bringing in Terry Tackett at 4:45, and we'll be giving those away. Trivia time. What should you do if you get separated from your hiking buddies? You get lost in the woods. What should you do? Until 1986, miners took what animal with them into caves to test to see if the air was breathable? Until 1986, miners took what animal with them into caves to test to see if the air was breathable? The world's largest cave is located where? The world's largest cave is located where? 740-383-9944. During the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, Missouri, a vendor rolled up a waffle-like pastry, created one of the world's first what? During the World's Fair in St. Louis, Missouri, a vendor rolled up a waffle-like pastry, creating one of the world's first what? If you come across a bear in the woods, what should you do? If you come across a bear in the woods, what should you do? What should you do if you come across a swarm of wasps in the woods? Now, the answer to these are kind of tongue-in-cheek or kind of funny. So if you have a serious answer, I'll take it too at 740-383-9944. Again, we're taking phone calls until 4:45. We got 3 minutes to go on this. Want to thank our supporters one more time. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. Also, our thanks goes out to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yes, the world's largest cave in Vietnam.
Let's see. Well, I have Kentucky, but it might be the largest cave in the United States, what I've got. Well, if you've got Vietnam.
Yeah, I looked it up and it was Vietnam, and the largest cave.
Okay, the largest cave. Mine must be the largest cave in the United States, but the largest cave, period. Okay, Vietnam. Okay. Well, I'll take that answer. Is this David Avery?
Yes, it is.
All right, buddy. How you doing today?
Oh, not too bad.
Staying cool?
Trying to.
Yep. Yes, us too. We got the air condition on here in the studio.
All right. We do too.
Well, thanks for calling. We got you in the drawing.
All right. Have a good one.
Hey, you too. All right. Bye-bye. All right, we're coming on a break. We'll be right back with Terry Tackett. We're going to babble back and forth just a little bit and get ready to give away some good stuff. So that's all for the calls that we'll have time for today. And we'll start the drawings coming up here on WWGH Radio. So it'll be a lot of fun. Thanks so much to everybody that did give us a call and got in to the drawing for the final time. And we got good stuff planned for next month, too, so keep it right around. We'll take this break. We'll be right back on WWGH Radio, Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond in Air Chair One.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth.
A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
And we are back, Offbeat News and Trivia, and my buddy Terry Tackett joins me now. How are you, Terry?
Doing great. How about you, Nate?
Doing good. Good. Hey, what are you thinking about eating today?
Man, I don't know what's on the menu tonight, Nate. I was just thinking about that on the way in. I don't know. I'm torn between a couple of places.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm kind of partial to my KFC down in Delaware.
So you got to go down there and hit up that buffet.
I mean, I've never been known to turn one down. So.
No. Wish they had that buffet here and there. Do you remember years ago when they had it on the mall side of town?
I sure do.
Boy, that was some good eating.
I ate there quite a bit, yeah.
That was some good eating Well, today, if we get to the recipe, which I don't know, it is posted at Radio Nate.
Okay.
But the recipe is fudgy walnut pie.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. And that's on my website, or on the Facebook page at Radio Nate, if you just search that.
You guys always do the cool recipes at home, man. That's why it's so fun. You know, you guys try them firsthand. That's why they're so, it's so neat, you know, whenever you post them, is because you've actually tried them, you know. And that's what's so neat about it.
Good stuff.
Just look at them on the internet and say, you know, you actually.
Amber's a good cook.
She is.
For the Christmas party, we'll have to bring some good stuff
there
in.
There you go.
A couple minutes to go at 4:50. Well, you know what? We'll go ahead and give away the third place.
We're doing third place right now.
And this is a $5 gift card to Speedway.
All right.
Now, there are some people in this drawing more than once because they got the call in, you know, multiple weeks. So we'll see what we get.
Third place, David Avery.
David Avery. Congratulations, David Avery. A $5 gift card to Speedway. Congratulations on that. Very good. Cool. Yeah,
I believe that's redeemable for either gas or food. So
So
you could use it if you're hungry and want a sandwich or something. You could
go in there. Yeah, they got some. I like their hot dogs.
Great sandwich. Oh, great food in there.
Oh yeah, definitely so. 4:49 is the official time, and we're getting ready to draw for the second place, and this is going to be a $10 gift card to Speedway, and as Terry said, good for gas or some maybe a candy bar or some, and whatever you
something
like
to
some
drink
chips.
If it's hot.
Go in there and hit up their fountain drinks.
Nate, this is our buddy here. Ralph Thacker,
congratulations Ralph, $10 gift card to Speedway. All right.
Then I'm going
to
step back out, and Nate and Amber can do the grand prize drawing at, 4:55, Nate?
4:55.
We
got 5 more minutes.
Maybe time for the recipe and then
we can squeeze the recipe
or
in
another
here.
Story or something. Or
yep, squeeze that all right. in. And
well, thanks, Nate. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it. Thanks for sponsoring the Kings Island tickets. Appreciate it. All right, quick recipe here, fudgy walnut pie. Here's what you need. 1/2 package of ready-to-use refrigerated pie crusts, 2 packages of Baker's semi-sweet chocolate broken into pieces, 1/4 half a stick of butter softened, 3/4 cup firmly packed brown sugar, 3 eggs, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 1/4 cup flour, 1 cup chopped Planters walnuts, 1 half cup Planters walnut halves, and here's how you make it. Position oven rack in lower third of oven. Preheat oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Prepare pie crust as directed on package using 9-inch pie plate set aside. Microwave chocolate in large microwavable bowl on high 2 minutes. Stir until chocolate is completely melted. Set aside. Beat butter and sugar in large bowl with electric mixer on medium speed until light and fluffy. Add eggs one at a time, beating well after each addition. Blend in melted chocolate and vanilla. Add flour, mix well. Stir in chopped walnuts, pour into crust. Arrange walnut halves over filling. Bake 25 minutes or until center of filling is set. Cool completely. Refrigerate at least 1 hour before serving. And there you go. That's fudgy walnut pie. Pretty good stuff. And you can get that on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate on the Facebook. And there you will be. All right. Who was the first president? Can you tell me? Well, the first president of the United States, if you said George Washington, you might be wrong, at least as far as a Hartsgrove man is concerned. When was the last time you saw John Hanson's picture on a dollar bill? Hanson was the first president of the United States elected under the Articles of Confederation. He was the first of 8 men who served as president from 1781 until our current Constitution was adopted in 1789. A lot of people know George Washington was the first president elected under the Constitution. Nick Pace Jr. has spent most of his life studying the presidency, and he believes that all presidents should be honored. So he has opened a presidential museum at his Hartsgrove Emporium in Hartsgrove that includes the 8 presidents elected under the Articles of Confederation. It may be the only one that does. Pays has made it his life's work to get recognition for John Hanson. He claims the man was completely ignored for at least 150 years, since he wasn't even mentioned in the encyclopedias until 1929. In case you were wondering, the other 7 who served before George Washington were Elias Boone Dot, Thomas Mifflin, Richard Henry Lee, John Hancock, Nathaniel Gorham, Arthur St. Clair, and Cyrus Griffin. So there you go. Well, the clock is going rather slow there, so we are getting some stuff done here. Let's go with the weird word of the week. And today's weird word is shog. Shog. It's a noun. It means a shake or a jolt. Have you ever been shaken or jolted out of your chair? Yes, indeed. Shog, a noun. Shake or jolt. The origin of the word shog comes from the Middle English, 1350 to 1400. There you go. That's our weird word of the week. We might have some time for part 2 of our Ladies' Corner. We have backyard ideas your family will love. We might have some time for that right after this drawing here. And we are just 30 seconds away from the drawing. Going to draw for 2 tickets to Kings Island, courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH, a $10 gift card to Applebee's, a $10 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings, and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. And we are going to pick our winner and find out who our winner is. Okay, go ahead and pick our winner. And we're going to find out who it is. And the winner's the kid that gave us a call, Lucas. And I believe he's one of our internet listeners. And he wins the grand prize. Isn't that something? All right. Congratulations, Lucas. Yes, indeed. He listens online. He's from down in the Zanesville area. So, congratulations, Lucas, for winning the grand prize of 2 tickets to Kings Island. Yes, indeed, you will enjoy that for sure. $10 gift card to Applebee's, a $10 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings, and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. All right. Well, that takes care of that. That was a fun month, wasn't it? We had a great time. Go ahead. Oh, I thought you wanted to be on the air. Never mind. By the way, if you're friends with me on Facebook, we did jump on a Facebook Live, and so you can see what's going on here on the studio. So, and that's always a lot of fun. Well, here's some backyard ideas your family will love. Use spray chalk to create a giant tic-tac-toe board. This won't hurt your lawn, and it'll wash away with your hose or a good rain. Use Frisbees for the O's and boomerangs for the X's, or you can just use a marker and paper plates. You can get spray chalk for around $12 at Target or Walmart. Use spray paint to make a giant twister. Once the paint dries, it's less likely to rub on your hands than chalk. The paint shouldn't hurt your lawn, but it will stick around until it grows out, so be aware. The more people can play, the bigger you make it. Have a s'mores potluck party. Is there anything more summer than a s'more? Take it up a notch by throwing a little bash. Have everyone bring a different candy. Reese's peanut butter cups are the best, and then let everyone get creative. Raise some butterflies. Here's an idea. Get yourself a butterfly garden set from Amazon for around $20 and raise real live butterflies from caterpillar to adulthood. Setting them free is actual magic for you and for the little kiddos. Then you can make a butterfly garden with flowers and fruit so they stick around. You can start by planting flowers that butterflies love, particularly milkweed and daisies, to attract them to your garden. Then set some cut fruit like oranges, grapefruit, kiwis, and strawberries. You can create a pool noodle obstacle course with duct tape and tent spikes in your backyard. Pool noodles and duct tape are all you need to create an age-appropriate obstacle course for any get-together. Create a noodle tunnel by putting tent spikes into the ground just across from each other, then pushing the noodle over top of either spike. Duct tape the ends together to form circles for little feet to run through. Stand them up straight, using those tent spikes again, and have runners weave in and out of them. Get creative and have fun. Well, it is quitting time already. Thanks so much for listening to the broadcast today. We had a good time giving stuff away, as always. We'll be back next month with something. We'll conjure up something to give away. Definitely, probably a gift card to a restaurant. We'll definitely be back with another oil change from our buddies at Waldo Tire and Automotive. They're going to sponsor another oil change next month, so we'll be back with that. So we'll come up with something fun to give away next month, and then we'll have our little $5 gift cards sprinkled throughout the month, except for the week that we give away the big prize, okay? All right. Well, you all have a fantastic evening. Feel free to email me, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Send me an email, pro or con. I would love to hear from you. Remember, the Rainies and the Gary Lyons family in concert Friday night, July the 5th, out at Dayspring. And you can see Lulu Roman out at Perkins this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. She'll be autographing her book. See you next time, right here on WWGH.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.